Designing dub sirens with modulation in Ableton Live, intermediate level. Let's build something you can actually perform, automate, and drop into a drum and bass arrangement without it wrecking your mix. Before we touch a single knob, decide the role of your siren. This one decision stops you from tweaking in circles. If it's a one-shot signal, you'll play short MIDI notes and let the delay do the talking. If it's an ongoing tension bed, you'll hold longer notes and get most of the movement from modulation and filtering. If it's a call-out riff, you'll play a rhythmic pattern with less feedback and a clearer dry signal so it speaks. Cool. Now let's build the rack. Start by creating a new MIDI track and dropping operator on it. We're going classic. A simple algorithm. Oscillator a straight to the output. Keep oscillator on a sine wave. Clean and boring on purpose, because we're going to add the character later. Now shape the amp envelope so it behaves like an instrument, not a click. Give it a tiny attack, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. That's your anti-click insurance. Set decay somewhere around 1 to 2.5 seconds. For sustain, you can go all the way down if you want it to behave like a hit, or keep a little sustain if you want to hold notes. Then give it a release around 200 to 600 milliseconds, so, when you stop a note, the delay and reverb tails don't suddenly feel chopped off. Quick DNB context note, sirens are usually moment tools. You don't need them constantly. You need them to punctuate phrases. So we're building it to be punchy, and then we'll let the dub effects bloom. Next up, the signature siren motion. Pitch movement is the whole identity here. If you've got Max for Live, grab the LFO device and drop it anywhere on the track, before or after operator. Then hit map on the LFO and click the pitch target you want. Two good choices. Map to global pitch if you want obvious, alarm style sweeps. Map to oscillator a fine if you want subtle movement that feels alive without sounding cartoony. Let's start with a sine LFO shape. Sync it, put the rate at 1/4 note or 1/8 note. That's a classic wobble speed that sits with 170 to 174 BPM without feeling random. Now bring the depth in gently. If you map to fine, try something like plus or minus 10 to 40 cents. That's movement you feel more than you hear. If you map to pitch, keep it reasonable at first, like plus or minus 1 to 5 semitones. That's where it starts to read as a real siren. And here's a teacher tip that saves a lot of people. Keep pitch modulation musical. If your siren feels clowny, it's usually because the pitch is swinging too wide all the time. A great approach is to keep a constant tiny wobble on fine, and save the big semitone sweeps for special moments using automation or a macro you only crank during transitions. Add a tiny bit of jitter if you want that unstable hardware vibe. 0 to 10% is plenty. More than that, and it starts to sound like the modulation is glitching rather than singing. If you don't have Max for Live, no stress. Use operator's pitch envelope instead. Set the pitch envelope amount to something like plus 12 for a 1-octave sweep, and adjust decay anywhere from 200 milliseconds up to 2 seconds depending on how long you want the siren to speak. Then trigger it with short notes for that pew-woo shape. It's more manual, but it works, and it's authentically old school. Alright, right now it's still too clean. Clean is not what gets through a snare and a bass line in a busy roller. We need harmonics. Drop saturator after operator. Set the mode to analog clip for a solid, gritty midrange, or soft sine if you want smoother. Drive it around 4 to 10 dB, then pull the output down so you're not just getting louder equals better. Turn soft clip on. That keeps it controlled and stops spikes from wrecking your headroom when you start resonating filters and feeding delays. Optional but really effective, add a little FM bite inside operator. Turn on oscillator B. Keep it a sine. Switch to an algorithm where B modulates A. Set B's course to 2.00 for a musical ratio, and keep its level low, around minus 25 to minus 15 dB. The goal is metallic urgency, not sci-fi laser. If you hear it turning into a zap, back B down. Now we shape tone with auto filter. Put it after saturator. Choose a 24 dB low pass to start. Set cutoff roughly 2 to 6 kHz depending on brightness. Bring resonance up a bit, like 15 to 35%. Sirens love resonance because it emphasizes that warning peak. If you want extra bite, a little filter drive helps. Mix note, keep your siren fundamentals out of the true sub region. In DNB, the sub lane is sacred. We can hype the siren in the mids and highs and let the bass own the low end. Now the fun part, turning it into a dub siren with effects. Add echo after auto filter. Turn sync on. Time at 1/8 is a safe starting point. 3/16 gives that rolling, slightly off-kilter push that feels very jungle and DNB. Feedback around 35 to 65%. Don't start at 80. That's how you get runaway feedback and regret. Inside echo, filter the repeats. High pass at about 200 to 600 HC so the delay doesn't pile up low mids and fake sub. Low pass around 3 to 8k HC to keep it from getting harsh. Add a bit of modulation, 5 to 15%, for motion, and widen the delay repeats a bit, maybe 80 to 120% stereo, but remember the rule, widen the wet, not the dry. Then add reverb after echo. Keep it controlled. Decay somewhere around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Add a little pre-delay, 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the original hit stays forward and the space arrives just after. High cut around 4 to 8k HC to keep it darker and more DNB friendly. Low cut 200 to 600 HC to prevent mod. Dry slash wet 8 to 20%. You want atmosphere, not a fog machine. At this point, you have a playable sound, but we're going performance ready, so now we rack it. Select operator, saturator, auto filter, echo and reverb, and group them into an instrument rack. Create 8 macros. Here's a macro layout that's actually usable in a DNB session. Macro 1, rate. Map it to the LFO rate, or if you're using pitch envelope, map it to the pitch envelope decay. Macro 2, depth. Map it to LFO amount, or pitch envelope amount. Macro 3, tone. Map to filter cutoff. Macro 4, reso. Map to filter resonance. Macro 5, grime. Map to saturator drive. Macro 6, dub time. Map to echo time and try to keep it stepping between musical values like 1/8, 3/16, and 1/4. Macro 7, dub feedback. Map to echo feedback, but cap it. Around 70% max is a smart safety limit. Macro 8, space. Map to reverb dry slash wet. Now, extra coach move. Put dangerous controls on the rightmost macro so you don't bump them by accident. Feedback and resonance are the two that can explode fast. Keep them over on the right, where your hand is less likely to knock them mid-take, and I strongly recommend building a panic kill. Add a utility at the very end of the rack, and map a macro to its gain from 0 dB down to minus infinity. If the feedback starts to run, one twist saves you. This is true both live and in the studio, because sometimes you'll print a wild throw and it'll just keep going. Also, gain staging for repeats is everything. If your siren gets messy, it's often because you're hitting echo too hard. Put a utility before echo and think of it like delay send level. That way your dry siren stays consistent and you decide how hard the delay gets driven. Now let's make it sit in an actual DNB arrangement. For MIDI, start simple. Sirens don't need melodies. They need gesture. Try short notes and let the delay tail create the rhythm. Notes in the F4 to C5 area tend to cut through without fighting bass and subs. If you're doing a roller, try a single note stab every two bars. If you're doing a tension bed, try longer notes and do your movement with tone, rate, and depth. Here's a practical 16-bar usage idea. Bars 1 through 8, keep it silent. Save impact. Bar 9, one siren hit on beat 1 with a long tail, let echo bloom. Bars 9 to 12, call and response, a hit every two bars. Bars 13 to 16, increase rate and depth, so it feels like the siren is getting more frantic, and maybe automate tone down a bit so it gets darker as it intensifies. Then kill it right before the next section, so the drop or switch feels clean. When you're choosing what to automate, prioritize these. Dub feedback for classic throw moments. Tone for hype versus darkness. Rate to go from slow wobble to panic wobble. And utility gain for quick mutes and cuts. Common mistakes to watch for while you're doing this. 1. Too much sub in the siren or its effects. High pass the delay and reverb, and if needed, high pass the main siren too. 2. Runaway delay feedback. Cap your macro ranges and use the panic kill. 3. Siren too loud compared to the snare. In DNB, the snare is a reference point. The siren should poke through, not dominate the groove. 4. Overwide dry signal causing mono problems. Keep the core mostly centered and widen only the wet. 5. Harsh resonance between about 3 and 6 kHz. If it hurts, reduce resonance or notch it with EQ8. Now let's level it up with a couple intermediate to advanced variations you can try once the basic rack is working. First, the dual LFO system. One slow drift plus one synced wobble feels insanely alive. Use a very slow, unsynced LFO at something like 0.05 to 0.2 HE map to fine pitch with tiny depth. Then keep your synced LFO doing the obvious movement. The combination feels like hardware, not a preset. Second, bandpass radio siren mode. Switch auto filter to bandpass and automate cutoff instead of pitch as the main motion. This makes it cut through dense bass with less volume, which is huge in minimal or darker techie DNB. Third, a parallel split inside the rack. One chain is dry, mostly mono, lightly saturated and filtered. The other chain is just the FX, darker and wider. Then you map a macro to blend between chains. This gives you instant throw behavior without constantly messing with feedback. And one more sound design trick. Make repeats degrade over time for Readle Dub character. Echo can do feedback routing, so you can put light saturation or a touch of redux in the feedback path so each repeat gets darker and grungier. Keep it subtle. The goal is evolution, not obvious bit crush. Practice exercise, 15 to 20 minutes. Build the rack once with conservative settings. Make 2 8-bar clips. Clip A is short stabs every 2 bars. Clip B is one longer note every bar. Then over 16 bars. Automate tone closing from bars 1 to 8. Increase rate and depth from bars 9 to 12, and increase dub feedback for a transition throw in bars 13 to 16. Then hard mute on bar 16 beat 4 with your panic kill. Finally, resample it to audio and slice the 3 best moments into a sampler, so you've got instant siren one-shots and throws ready for future tracks. If you want a bigger challenge, create 4 macro variations. Clean signal, classic wobble, dark dub throw, and chaos. Record a 32-bar performance, where you do at least 2 feedback throws, at least 1 hard kill, and at least 1 moment, where the pitch motion changes character from slow to fast, or sense to semitones. Then resample, slice, label your best hits, and build a 64-bar DNB skeleton using only those slices as phrase markers. That's the full idea. Simple sign voice. Add harmonics with saturation and optional FM. Create pitch motion with modulation. Make it dub with filtered echo and controlled reverb, and wrap it in a rack with smart macros so it's playable and safe. This audio version is shortened for playback.